it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Kawhi, what in the Sam Hell? Excuse me, it's a family show. What in the Burbank Hank heck is going on?
It's team stuff. So.
I'm on the team, man. What is going on in that locker room?
No, don't talk about that.
Oh, you don't let me in the locker room anymore. All right, Kawhi, what do you got to do to get the magic back for this new Big Four?
I'm just figuring each other out. No magic to it. Just trying to play, figure each other out. Like I said, playing with one another. We had other games where we came out that first quarter with leads. So tonight we didn't.
No, tonight you got beat by the NBA's worst team. Should we split up James and Russ? Should Russ or James come off the bench?
No, I mean, they both make the game easier for everybody.
You're right.
When they either got the ball in transition, it causes a lot of attention.
That's true.
And you just got to be ready to shoot make a quick decision when you do get the ball.
Right.
So I wouldn't want to say it's just it's hard to figure it out, but just different things of how, like, the defense plays him, and trying to figure out the gaps and opportunities that you're going to get when he does have the ball. So that's what we're working on.
Oh, man. That is what you're working on, because you have to find some new spots, don't you, big guy? Okay, follow-up question, and then I'll let you go, Kawhi. Start of the season, it's Russ or Bones as the point guard. Their tempo is similar. It's fast, fast, fast. In comes Harden. He's slow. So does that change in speed from the quarterback mess you guys up, or what has to get better from you guys?
Oh, I think we just got to be consistent with it. At times we are playing, pretty fast, getting up the floor, but other times, we start walking. I think it's just a personnel thing, just trying to figure out, what sets we in, trying to direct guys in the right areas to be in. We just got to get better.
Yeah, you got to get better, because up next is the champs. And in seasons past, in years past, you really have played pretty horribly there right out of the gate.
Different year. Mm-hmm. We don't have to do what we got to do to win a basketball game. Play defense, limit them to one shot, run out in transition, execute our plays, and shoot the ball with confidence.
Big time shoot with confidence. Does James Harden need to be more aggressive, Kawhi?
I think everybody just being aggressive.
So not just James, everybody. Do you all need to go off? Like,
I don't see us all just coming out and scoring whatever 25 plus points every night. It's only one basketball. He's trying to figure it out. We're all trying to figure it out. Just playing off of him, trying to get him in his spots, give him his space. I think he's being aggressive when he does get the basketball.
How much do you miss Nico, Rocco, KJ? We didn't get to know.
Like I said before, we went through a training camp knowing, our roles, what spots, we're going to get to, what the offense is being ran through. So, losing those guys, you're bringing in two new guys, obviously, a perennial all-star with James. It's just different. On any given night, one of us are going to have to do that work.
Do that work.
As well as the guys on the bench. Said this before, even their roles has changed. So we just all trying to figure it out. When we do, we're going to keep it rolling.
That's the sound of the horn. That's the sound of Yacht Rock legend Eddie Money's theme song for Clipcast. That's the sound of Chris Kyle Wild with me, as always, Burbank Hank. Well,
Listen closely, Clippers Nation. You're right. The season's over. It didn't work 5 games in. The Harden experiment didn't work. The season's over. Everybody go home. That's it. You can't possibly make the playoffs after 10 games and a losing record. You just can't do it. It's not mathematically possible. We've been eliminated from the playoffs. We've been eliminated from the playoffs, Clippers. Can everybody please take a step back from the abyss?
This is what you said last week.
I know, and I am standing pat that there's no need to panic. There's no need
to
panic. Oh, you're panicked?
Oh, I am panicked. Oh, you know what I saw tonight? You know what I saw live in the building on Sunday afternoon? A team that plays better without James Harden. A team that when James Harden's on the bench can beat the champs and hold the lead and be great until Harden comes back on the floor, and then all of a sudden the Nuggets go on a run. All of a sudden the Memphis Grizzlies, the lowliest Western Conference team,
goes
on a
run.
The best and the worst.
He's got Russ Flakes.
The best and the worst.
He's got Russ Flakes.
Well, that's the thing. Why? The guy is not ready to play.
No,
he didn't
he's not.
He
should be coming off the bench. He should be coming off the bench. I do agree with that. I do agree with that. He should be coming off the bench. But I think it's going to work. I still think it's going to work. I'm a believer.
All right, so here's the thing. Coach Ty Lue said before the season started, and you're the one who told me this, my starting five is going to be Russell Westbrook at the point guard, Paul George at the two. Your forwards will be Kawhi Leonard and Terrence Mann. Your big man will be Ivica Zubac. All five of those guys will be our starters. We have all of those guys. Just start those guys.
Well, yeah,
those should be your starters. That's what you
start,
said.
But you start James Harden and then you pull him out. I mean, you can still have him start and then pull him out. He's experimenting. It's early in the season. It's 80 games. There's still 72.
Oh, I'd rather us be bad now. For sure.
What's that?
I'd rather us be bad now.
Oh, for sure. There's 72 games left. There's 72 games left. And we very near, if it weren't for that wedgie ball by Paul George, we might have taken
this to overtime.
And the
fact that Kawhi did not shoot well tonight.
Oh, my gosh. Very poorly. But we also were, we had the lead with like 3 minutes left in the game or less. Or less.
I know, until James Harden came back, Hank.
Oh, my gosh. We
had the lead because James Harden sat out for the vast majority of the fourth quarter. Now, in the third quarter, we outplayed the champs. We really did. And Harden was in there for a handful of those minutes. But I just once again saw a fourth quarter basketball team led by Russell Westbrook that has a lead late. And then all of a sudden, James Harden comes back into the game and all hell breaks loose. And we lose once again.
Against the champs.
On Sunday afternoon, it was against the worst team in the West.
I hear you, but this was we played better. Zubac rose to the challenge that clearly was laid down from what we've seen from game footage and players yelling at him and frustration from our two biggest stars towards Zubac. Zubac came on the court and got 13 rebounds tonight, and he contained Jokic. He really contained him. He bothered him in the paint. He bothered him under the rim. I mean, 7 offensive rebounds is no joke for Zubac. And he was great on the defensive glass as well. He played great.
And P.J. Harden's Tucker, hats off to P.J. Tucker
oh,
tonight.
Oh, boy. Golly, back-to-back corner threes, one from each side. He eventually missed his third. But, I mean, jeez Louise. I think it's going to work. I think James Harden is getting better and better. He's playing into shape. He's new to this team. And what
He didn't have a training camp to get into game
shape. No, and I like that he was getting assists. I like that he was out there mixing it up. I really like it. I think it's going to work.
I definitely think it's going to work. I think James Harden is going to work, and we've seen flashes of brilliance from him, and he does get better every night. However, he didn't have training camp. He had no game in-game conditioning, and now he's just, it's trial by fire. And I wonder, like,
well, and no doubt he slows
get
them.
Him.
And by the way, no doubt he slows them down. There's no doubt he slows them down. Like, everybody else
why
is
not
ready
get
to
him?
Run.
Why do you have to rush him in? Why not take a week and have him on the treadmill for
or
one
let him
full
or,
week?
Or, I mean, I really like him coming off the bench. Like, but you know, we've had this discussion our entire friendship and our entire time of having Clippers season tickets, 20 plus years, we've had this discussion. Mm. We had it about Allen Iverson. We had it about rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. Over and over again, I had this discussion of why, if you're a star and you come into a great situation, or Allen Iverson example, you're near the end of your career, the one award you haven't won is sixth man of the year. Why wouldn't you want to come in, especially if you have a reputation of being selfish, which Allen Iverson certainly did, which James Harden definitely does. Why wouldn't you say, coach, let me come off the bench. Okay, let me come in. Let me work with the second unit. Let me work myself into playing shape. But I just think Ty Lue sees four stars and wants to play four stars.
Sure.
And so, but I think it's going to work. And T-Man looked great tonight. Holy cow. He had wings on his shoes up in the air. He six rebounds, Terrence Mann. You love it.
Good news is we play San Antonio Spurs two out of the next three games. The bad news is that this is six-game skid now, a six-game skid.
Yeah, it's
matches
bad.
Our longest one of last season, okay, all season long. You know, last season, I actually forgot. I look back. We won our first two. Guess what we did? The next four games, games three, four, five, six, we lost. We went on a four-game skid early last season. Now, that was a four-game skid, our worst losing streak last season was a six-game skid. We're currently in the middle of a six-game skid right now. Five of them with James Harden active. We got to get it right. We're pretty much eliminated from the NBA Cup, which I know you love because
I would love
NBA
it.
Cup is the ultimate jinx.
I just don't care. It is the ultimate jinx. I'm calling that right now.
Friday night, I'll be in the building. We got a home game versus Houston, who is overperforming. And then we've got two games at San Antonio, no back-to-backs. I'm just looking at our next three. 2 days off, home, Friday night. Friday night lights at Staples Center, NakeClipto.com Arena, a.k.a. the hockey turd infestation box. And then two nights off, Spurs, day off, Spurs, day off. So we actually only have three games in 9 days. That's a lot of time to, dare I, challenge Ty Lue in holding a practice.
Yeah, they're going to practice. And you, did you hear, like, James Harden was mic'd up, and he was saying, hey, I'm not ready. I'm got to get my fundamentals. And
oh,
I,
yeah,
think,
you're right.
I think we're – I think
I liked
we,
his leadership. We're I two, liked how vocal he was.
We're two out of three on those three games. I promise you that, if not all three. I think it's starting to click. I think we saw great moments. And frankly, again, some of the great moments came from other players. Zubats needs to play like that every night. He was scrambling for it. It's almost like they told him what I've been saying for years, which is just go to the rack. Because there were definitely times he got the ball and went to the rack. Aggressive. We're going to win Friday night. And I think that we're going to split the series with San Antonio, if not win them both. I think it's
We already shellacked them the first time we played them, but that was pre-Harden when we would go 3-1.
It's just about to click.
We averaged over 120 points a game. I don't know what the final score was tonight, but we certainly didn't get up to a buck 20.
No, 108 to 111. We were that one shot by Paul George. We went a little cold in the fourth as far as our three-point shooting went.
Kawhi shot horribly.
He shot horribly, but also he's figuring it out. Everyone's figuring it out. It's starting to work. I'm not worried. And as long as
I'm worried,
as long as our Hanks,
I'm panicked.
I know you are. I'm not. As long as our Hanks player of the game, Paul George, easy to pick.
Absolutely. Honorable mention, PJ Tucker.
Shoots 50% from the field like he did tonight. And that's by the way, with 4 of 11 from 3. Like from
I just
inside,
like the way PJ Tucker defended Joker, because that no one
great.
Saw that coming.
PJ Tucker.
Because that was
great.
The first game where PJ Tucker, I was like, okay. I really love PJ Tucker. I have not really loved James Harden yet as a Clipper, I'll be honest.
Oh, I did a few times tonight. There are a few times, where he just stroked one where I was like, yep, that's the beard.
Yeah, he did. Do you have the box score in front of you? We did not get a Chris Wilde six pack, is my guess.
No.
So Paul George obviously led the Clippers with 30 plus points. How many did he have, Hank?
Paul George, 35.
Okay, number two was probably Kawhi, and he shot like hell.
No, it wasn't.
Norman Powell, then.
No, it wasn't.
Yikes. James Harden.
Yes, with 21.
Okay.
And he was almost 50% from the field. He went 7 of 15. And again, that's with 3 of 8 from 3. And he hit all his free throws.
Yes, he did. And the free throws is what killed us Sunday afternoon in our first home loss, which you hate to see. I like your optimism
and assist
for Friday.
And assist to turnovers, 4 assists to 1 turnover. Westbrook, 3 assists to 3 turnovers.
Oh, yeah. No, Westbrook was – he had a couple of turnovers, but – I'm telling you.
He's great.
Obviously, the team knows Westbrook better. I was at Media Day. It was Westbrook's team. It was Westbrook's team. And the stat is that when Kawhi Leonard and Paul George play together, the Clippers win 2 out of 3. That's just the stat. All in. Except for, here we go. We had Paul George and Kawhi active for all games, all of the games this season. And before Harden gets there, we go 3-1, which sits right nicely in that they win 2 out of 3 when both those guys are active. Then you throw in Harden, and now we haven't won. And now they've lost 6 straight,
yeah.
5 of them with Harden in active minutes.
And have not won on the road, P.S.
Disproving what Kawhi and Paul George have proven to us in years past as Clippers. We win 2 out of 3 when we're together. We got to get back to that.
Well, we're going to, and it's starting to click. I'm telling you, man, it's starting to click. Tonight we saw something. This was a far better game than our Sunday game versus Memphis. Far better.
You're giving this L an L with an asterisk. I can hear it in your voice.
Oh, it is.
Are you kidding me?
This is a moral victory, as far as I'm concerned. I'm disappointed with the result, and I know that I know that you don't watch football, and I know this isn't Dallas Cowboys cast, but this is to me like the Dallas Cowboys losing to the Eagles, the Super Bowl Eagles. It's like they played great. The Clippers played great. Kawhi Leonard came up short on some shots. He went
five of shots.
He went 5 of 14. That's very not good.
He missed 9 out of 14 is what you're telling me.
And by the way, including some missed dunks and some missed layups from many of our starters. But we folded in a brand new element, and it's starting to work, man. I'm seeing it. I'm here for it. I'm very excited by it. I wouldn't have done this trade, and as of this morning, I was like, man, I don't know about this. I wish they'd never done it.
You liked the champs getting just getting up against the ropes by us. So this has flipped you, is the fact that it was versus the champs without Jamal Murray.
Well, yeah, but whatever.
Without Jamal Murray.
Whatever. We're without Musa Diabate.
No, I don't know if he is injured, but I know we were without Mason Plumlee, and he would have helped. Bones, Busy Bones Highland now gets DNPs.
Shot. They shot 53%. We shot 43%, and
from the field, we
lost by one shot.
Mm.
I mean, we were in this game, and it is not. We talked about this before. Talk about James Harden not being in playing shape. You've been to Denver, man. Like, be out of shape and go play basketball, and then on top of that, be at altitude and have altitude sickness. Like,
yeah. Well, I need something to change, because I've seen the West's worst and the West's best, and we can't win versus either one of them. So here comes Houston, who's, like I said, overperforming at home Friday night, where we were perfect until insert James Harden. And now let's just say,
you have a great collection of hats, and I want you to really pick which one you will eat when we turn this around and start winning. I feel like we were really well constructed to make a run into the playoffs as we were before. And now as I look at this team, and what I love, by the way, is that when substitutions started happening, Harden sat. Like, just because right now all four of these guys are starting doesn't mean it stays that way. But if you start these four guys and then within 4 or 5 minutes, James Harden sits, and then he then leads your second unit, That's not that different from him coming off the bench, but you're starting your four stars, which is what you do. You've got to try them together. And you got to test that out.
You're looking at the box score. What were the minutes totals for the starting four guys, excluding Zoo, who obviously got in foul trouble?
It was Paul George at 40 minutes, Kawhi Leonard at 38 minutes. I love these two. James Harden at 35 minutes.
And Russ?
24 minutes, Zubats 26 minutes. And Zubats got Zubats gotten some foul trouble, so that's probably why.
Russ, 24 minutes. Yikes.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Hmm. That's a real head scratcher.
But I think we've got we have something here that is going to really work in the postseason. So, and that's what we're here for.
I mean, the game slows down in the playoffs. We all know that.
Yeah, and Harden will speed up. Now, there was a fair amount of standing around ISO basketball that's going to happen when you have a guy thrown in that doesn't know these players. I mean, he knows these guys, but just because he went to high school in the same one half of the biggest state in America doesn't mean he knows playing with them. Like, people have sort of inflated.
I would argue it's the same quarter of America. Well, they,
exactly.
State,
like
people, the same half.
But also, I am correct. It is the same half. It's called Southern California. It's not called Southern California.
Southern.
It's Southern
I
and
call
Northern.
It the Southland.
I suppose you'd say the lower third because there's also Central Cali. But no one who lives here calls it Cali. But I just think, he doesn't know them yet. And we're sussing it out. And they said, hey, got to give us 10 games.
Three games in 9 days, I guess, will help suss. And I did like his vocal leadership. He was mic'd up. I liked what he was saying. I hate losing, man. It's six straight. It's just so brutal. All right, so if you ever want to ask us a question, you can find Henry Dittman. That's two T's and Dittman at Henry Dittman on X on Instagram. And if you want to ask me a question at LA Clipcast on IG. You can find me there. We had a question that I need to ask you, my friend, from the great Pizza Pedrini. He asks, is the Clipper curse real? What do you think, Hank?
No. No, it's all hokum and superstition and all of that. But I do think we were karmically cursed by a racist slumlord owner for a majority of the time that the team has been in California.
It's going to be a series starring Ed O'Neill as Donald Diamond Don Sterling.
But I don't think the
Lawrence Fishburne as Coach Doc Rivers.
Oh, that's amazing. Is that true? That's
I
really
can't
the casting?
Wait. Yes, on FX.
Oh, my
I can't
gosh,
wait.
Amazing. But no, I don't think that the Clipper curse is real. I think that NBA players get injured, and it is what it is. I don't think so. Do you think it's real?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Burbank Hank, and I'm glad you asked, Pizza Pedrini. I love following you on Instagram. I also love the Clippers and pizza, so you and I have a lot in common, Pizza Pedrini. Hank, this answer might be a bit long-winded, but that's my brand. The three most positive male role models in my life. Okay, let's talk about them. Probably my father, the Reverend Dr. Dad, okay? My brother, Dave, who created the show Chopped, great show on the Food Network. I'll tell you something about these two guys. My father, Cubs fan, lifelong Cubs fan. My brother, lifelong Red Sox fan. I can't talk about two more real curses in sports than the Red Sox curse. That was real. And the Cubby Bear curse, that was real. And both of those curses, those absolute real curses, were broken. Now, my third most positive male role model, in no particular order, by the way, my father, my older brother, Dave, the third most positive male role model in my life, Burbank Hank, Henry Dittman,
yes!
My best friend, my broadcast partner.
Thank you.
He is a lifelong, or life in Southern California long, Clipper fan. And I'm here to tell you, as the son of a Cub fan and the younger brother of a Red Sox fan, old pal, the Clipper curse is real. But curses can be broken. I've seen it happen with the Cubs. I've seen it happen with the Red Sox. Those guys had to wait. I don't know the exact dates, but I know that the Red Sox won in 1918, and then they didn't win again until the 2000s. And I know the Cubs had to wait over 100 years. So my buddy, Hank, he's been a Clipper fan for over two decades. The franchise has been around for half of a century. They haven't won a single championship. They have never even been there. They've never won a conference finals. But sports curses are real, and sports curses can be broken. And tonight, my heart was broken because it was right there. And I think if Ty Lue does not insert James Harden late, I think we win. That's what I think. But what do I know? We heard from Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard says that we should start Harden and Westbrook. So Kawhi knows more about Clipper basketball than both of us combined, at least this specific team. They almost got their first win in Denver since 2020, December or something. It's been over 3 years. Denver's had our number, and we played well tonight. I love your optimism, Hank. I do think the Clipper curse is real, but I do believe it will be broken in our lifetimes. And when it is broken,
yeah,
Clipcast,
it's going to
be
broken
be
this season, and it's going to start
let us back in the
Friday
locker room,
night.
So we'll be drowned in champagne.
Versus the Houston Rockets is when it's going to start. That's what I'm telling you. It
you
all
think
starts
the
turning
tide
around.
Turns.
It's
the tide turns. The Clipper ship turns around.
Yeah.
On Friday night.
Yes. Telling you.
All right.
I believe. Well, I have not lost faith at all. And again, I will say, as of this morning, I mean, even driving home today, I was thinking, maybe we should have recorded this before the game. It's going to be so brutal to record this after we get trounced by 30. Like, I thought we were going to get whooped.
We were down double digits.
We were down 13? We were down 13.
Yeah.
And we were up 5 at one point, very late in the game. And maybe Zubats needed to be in the game a little bit more. Maybe we should have let him foul out. I'm not entirely sure I understand why he was out and then why he wasn't back in, considering the way that he contained Jokic and bothered him. But
my guess is because small ball was working, so Ty Lue was like, it's working, I don't want to mess with it. Although, if not Harden is working, you messed with it. But go on.
Yeah, maybe. But also, Harden was good. He's one of our leading scorers tonight. He's the second leading scorer on the court.
Oh,
so,
absolutely.
I'm believing. Absolutely. I'm believing in it. I'm optimistic. And I still think that there's things to figure out. And we don't have our backup big, and we don't have power forwards. We basically have we basically have Zubats and PJ. That's all we got.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need more. We for sure need more. They need to make moves or pick somebody else up. But I think there's open roster spots, right? There's a couple of open roster spots, but we got to get another power forward, and we got to think about another big. But Mason Plumlee, I don't think he's out too much longer, a couple of weeks. I wouldn't know.
2 months.
I wouldn't.
2 months.
I wouldn't know because it's not his ankle, so it doesn't fall under the ankle rankle report.
The bum plum report? Yeah. He's got a bum plum.
So I can't track. But I'm believing Clippers Nation. I think that you should not give up hope. I think that the Clippers need us now more than ever. And I'm glad we're coming home for some home cooking. And what I think is very important is that you talk to your friends in the seats and you talk to your friends in the stands, and you yourself are a mouthpiece for positivity and support this team. And if they're
and if you need help, go to section 207 where all the Clipper Nation Yahoos are. It's
great
fantastic.
Great section, and classically
so great. 207.
But I really hope that the fans show up ready to support and not jeer.
Well, I'll tell you something, Hank.
Boo.
You weren't in the building Sunday afternoon, but I was. That was the most seats we've filled this season at home, by far. So that's the Harden effect right there. Meats in the seats, and that equals money. So that's why the management brought him in. That's why Ballmer wanted him, is because we weren't selling out games. Now, I don't believe Sunday afternoon last Sunday was a sellout, but I'm telling you, eyeball test, that was the most close-to-capacity crowd we've had this season.
Well,
we've only got 27 games left in that horrible, horrible hockey hellhole. Excuse me, Burbank Hank Heck Hole.
Thank you.
Where they play hockey. But yeah, look, okay, Hank believes, I like it. I'm telling you, the Clipper curse is real, but it can be broken. Will it be broken this season? Hank says yes. I say yes as well.
Yeah, and,
I'm not sure.
Wasn't it Bill Simmons?
How many games in our back pocket? 10? Is that 10 now? Is that 3-7?
Yeah,
seven?
3-7. But isn't it? But didn't you say, was it Bill Simmons you quoted to me that said it feels like they're building this team like they're playing NBA
2K.
2K.
Ballmer has assembled this team like he's playing 2K, yeah, is what Bill Simmons said.
Pretty funny. But I
three
still
and
I 10. Think it's going to work. And I think that Harden is all in.
3-7, excuse me. 3-7.
Yeah, 3-7. I think Harden is all in. I think that he's got the right attitude here. I think that these guys like each other. And I really believe in it. I'm not giving up hope yet. And you are welcome to X at me. I don't even know how you say that anymore because there's no Twitter. You're welcome to make comments to us on any of the podcast platforms that we read, and we'll read them on the air. Feel free to reach out to me and tell me I'm an idiot.
If you leave a review, we'll read it on the air.
But
put
I
the
am
question
straight
right
up
there.
Clippers Nation, dyed in the wool, and I'm telling you this is going to work. I'm telling
you
this is
going to
work.
I'm going to tell you something that you're going to like. I'm about to sound the horn. You've turned me. I was literally panicking, and the sky was falling, and talking to you has turned it around, and I am going to make a bold prediction. Not only will the Clipper curse be broken, but we are going 75-7, okay? 75-7. Let's win out. Let's get that one seed.
You know,
let's go 16-0 in the postseason.
You know there is something in between desperate, the sky is falling, Chicken Littleism, and pie in the sky, grand optimism. There is something in between losing every game and winning every game. Are you aware of that?
Are you talking about the real world, Hank? Are you talking about me facing reality, Hank? I'm sorry. I've created this Hollywood lifestyle, and I live in rose-colored glasses, sir. I do not want to face reality. I have a dream job. I have a successful career, a loving family, and I'm a Clipper fan, and they're going 75-7.
Well, your lips to God's ears. I'm glad I turned you around on this because the beginning.
You sure did.
The beginning
you
of this.
Absolutely
was
did.
This is a real reversal because I'm usually nervous purvis, and instead I'm confident bonafont.
Oh, nuts.
This was going so well.
All right, pal. Well, I appreciate you. I'm going to let you sound the horn from your Dawn Patrol studio in Burbank. Thank you so much for switching me. You're the best. You're the brightest. Ladies and gentlemen, Burbank Hank. Everybody.
And Chris, and don't forget my sweet, sweet, and handsome, talented co-host, Chris Kowild. Bye. That's a classically trained voice.
And now Coach Ty Lue dropping the F-bomb.
Just playing too slow. Like, we get rebounds, we get stops, we got to push it. On makes, we got to push it, get it up quick, and attack early. You know, we can't just... I mean, we just can't just walk around offensively. Like, you got to get to the next actions. You got to... Things we work on for the last last 3 years. You know, we just got to do a better job of doing that. And if you don't do that, you don't do it hard, you'll get beat every night.
Love in LA. single